Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, well, at least back to Don. Arnie is not here. Sam Forbes is not here. But I'm here, and I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. So that's enough, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Who needs them anyway, right? Okay, let's get back to the phones. And Ellen from Queens is on. What can we do for you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem with sleep. Sometimes I fall asleep, and I sleep for a little while, and I get up, and I can't sleep again. And sometimes I have difficulty sleeping, falling asleep. I have a sleep problem. Is there anything that I could take without taking real drugs?
Well, okay. I've had some people tell me that they've come up with a solution that works very well. What they do is they go to our website, Wilner.com, and we have a section under the radio tab where you can go listen to MP3 files of our earlier radio shows. And what they do is they take and they find some of my long-winded answers to some of these questions, and they kind of form a loop and play those long-winded answers back over and over again, and that puts them to sleep just like that. So I'm told that works very well. So if you haven't tried that, that's one thing you could do.
Do you have a product or anything?
Yeah, I was going to get to, I just thought I would introduce, I would just have a little fun there first.
Yeah, that product is free.
Yeah, that product is free. Okay. There are indeed supplements that may help. If you haven't tried the common herbal and nutritional supplements, then you definitely should. You have herbal products like valerian, okay? Valerian is has long been used as an herb that'll help people go to sleep. You have melatonin, which is a hormone-like substance that sort of tells the body that it's time to go to bed. If you haven't tried melatonin, you might want to try that. You have substances like tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan, which, you know, tryptophan used to be extremely popular for this. It was taken off the market for a while. Now it's back on. The 5-HTP is as good or better. So that's a third type of product that you can try. That may be enough for the moment. Also, you know, many companies have combinations of some of the things I just mentioned, plus a few other things like hops and lavender and maybe some magnesium and so forth. Of course, and maybe Dr. Podell would want to go into this, you may also want to look at whether or not you are doing things that are exacerbating the problem. You know, the foods that you're eating before bedtime, for example, and so forth. Dr. Podell, do you want to add a few odds and ends?
Well, yeah. The trick is there are quite a lot of reasons why people don't sleep well. One of the most common is that there's noise or light or something. You know, spouses.
That's not the problem.
Okay. Another common problem is that the minds just keep thinking. This may be associated with anxiety or depression, or it may be without anxiety or depression, but people's minds just have trouble turning off. And that's sort of a behavioral counseling learning type process of kind of how to stage down. For instance, you want to not have to quit all your activities just before you go to sleep. You want to stop them a couple hours before and, you know, stage down like a warm bath, which at first wakes people up, but 2-3 hours later, it makes them more sleepy. there are conditions such as sleep apnea or periodic leg movement disorders. Sleep apnea is where people have trouble breathing in during sleep, and the leg movement disorder is there's muscle twitches, and this keeps people awake. And so there's a bunch of things to look at as to why there's a sleep problem. For general sleep problems where there's no other specific cause, then I do what Don says. I use 5-hydroxytryptophan, use melatonin, use valerian root, and there are a number of other sedating kinds
is
of...
Is there one product that has those things in that I could use?
Well, let's see. I remember a Natrol has a product, a Sleep and Restore, it's called. I believe that's a blend of melatonin and one or two of the other things I mentioned. I don't remember for sure. But if you prefer a combination, you can try Natrol's Sleep and Restore. But again,
that's not habit forming?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
And how do you take that? Just before you go to sleep, or
I believe about a half hour to an hour before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but again, there's nothing wrong with trying one at a time. You could try the 5-HTP, for example, all by itself. Just try that for a week, see if that works. You could try melatonin by itself. But again, the Natrol product is good. It's on sale actually right now, if I recall. I think 30% off. So it's a good time to give that a try, okay?
Right. There's also a few prescription medicines that are not habit-forming, but that do induce sleep. Well, for instance, now there's a product called Rezorum, which is basically Rezorum, R-E-Z-O-R-E-M, I think. It's basically a melatonin, but the claim is that it's actually stronger than melatonin, but it works on the same receptors that melatonin work on. Sometimes they use a medicine called trazodone, which is an old-fashioned antidepressant that isn't used as an antidepressant because it's too sedating. At low doses, much lower than you use for depression, it has a nice sedating effect, helps people sleep. It isn't habit-forming. So there are a number of options.
Okay.
And then there's Benadryl.
Well, Benadryl makes your mouth dry, and it's
yes, it does.
I tried that. It's not good. This trazodone, you need a prescription for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the
Rezorum that you also need a prescription for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ellen, thank you for the call. I hope that that we helped you out. And again, don't discount my long-winded explanations as a good way to go to sleep. Okay. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Marie in Connecticut. Welcome to the World in the Window, Marie. How can we help you?
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call. Your show is amazing. I have been a vegan for about 13 years, and I just wondered, for about 30 years before I became a vegan, I had terrible, terrible eczema. And then I started flaxseed oil, and it cleared up, and then I just couldn't believe it, so I went off of it a couple times, and the eczema always came back. But I just wondered what the difference is between the flaxseed oil and the fish oil.
Okay, good question. I'm actually going to give you... I'm going to answer that question and give you some additional advice on vegetarian ways of accomplishing the same thing with other oils that you're doing with the flaxseed oil. Okay, here's the difference. Both flaxseed oil and the fish oils in the end increase your levels of the EPA DHA type fatty acids. Why is that important? Well, EPA, DHA fatty acids are precursors in the body to something called prostaglandins that are short-lived hormone-like materials that your body generates, and they have very powerful effects on the body. One of the effects is to reduce inflammation. So the more of these things that reduce inflammation that you can generate through the diet, the more you can treat diseases that involve inflammation. The difference between the flaxseed oil and the fish oil is basically one of potency. The oils in flaxseed are not EPA DHA. There is an oil there that gets converted in the body to some degree into EPA and DHA, and that's the rub. That's the problem. The amount of that oil in flaxseed that gets converted is relatively small, we now know. So while the flaxseed oil works, it doesn't work as well. It's not as strong. It's not as therapeutic as the fish oil. With the flaxseed, you're taking the precursor. With the fish oil, you're taking the actual active oil, okay? So if you can't take fish oil, then yes, flaxseed oil is an alternative as long as you realize that it's just not as powerful or as potent as the fish oil would be.
Right, but if it works for Marie, then
yes.
That's all that matters.
Now, And there's many, some people just can't, even with the highly purified fish oils today, even for some people, they don't like the taste, the aftertaste, whatever. In your case, a vegetarian, fine. Use the flaxseed oil. There is an alternative, by the way. There are some other oils that contain a different fatty acids, a GLA, for example, that result in a different prostaglandin, but a prostaglandin that has basically the same functions. Actually, for skin-related conditions, there may be a little bit more research on the GLA-type fatty acids for treating psoriasis, for example, and treating eczema than there is for the type in the flaxseed oil. Now, where do you get GLA? You get it from oils like borage oil or black currant oil or, not quite as strong, evening primrose oil. These, of course, are vegetarian friendly oils. They come in soft gel capsules as well as in liquids. And that taking a borage oil capsule is actually at the same level of potency as a fish oil. So that might be something you could use, maybe either in conjunction with the flaxseed or in place of it if you needed to. But again, as Dr. Podell says, if the flaxseed oil is working for that particular problem, stick with it. Okay? Has that?
And can I ask another question? How many milligrams would you suggest of vitamin D a day?
Well, vitamin D is one of the poster children of nutritional supplements these days. We used to think that 400 units was adequate. Now, the general opinion is anywhere from 800 to 1,000 units is probably the minimum. If you have any reason to think that you might be deficient or might need vitamin D for any of the conditions that they're now looking at, you might even want to take more. It wouldn't hurt to get a blood test if that's not a problem for you, to make sure that you're utilizing vitamin D. In other words, if you're eating a diet that is high in vitamin D, if you're taking vitamin D supplements, if you're out in the sun and you think that you're still not getting the benefits that you would expect from vitamin D, maybe your body's not utilizing it properly, and that's what a blood test would tell you. Otherwise, I would think it's hard to argue that 800 to 1,000 units is too much anymore.
Hey, thank you so much, and your show is just unbelievable.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to have to take a little break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale, 30% off list price. Okay, the phone number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, please give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Bluebonnet is what you want. Bluebonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Bluebonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Bluebonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Bluebonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Okay, this is Don Goldberg again. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best choices in nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and Nature Aid, 35% off the full lines. American Health, Enzymatic Therapy, Natrol, Nature's Way, 30% off full lines. And there's more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com. Or you can get the product reference catalog in the mail. If you have not gotten yours, there's a new one being prepared soon. You should be on our mailing list. You can get on the mailing list by just calling 1-800-633-1106 and choosing option number 3, where you can leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting the aforementioned website, Wilner.com, and subscribing online. Even better, you can pick up a copy at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will start taking your calls in just a moment.
We all know that as the body ages, it heals less rapidly and becomes more frail. Often, the body is unable to process enough nutrients to repair weakening cartilage and protein fibers. An important element in the building and repair of your body is silicon. Unfortunately, as you grow older, you may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from your diet. But now, thanks to a product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get adequate silicon. Jarosil can give you the silicon you need to support bone health and bone mineral density. In addition, Jarosil strengthens and beautifies your hair, skin, and nails. Jarosil is available in a synergistic liquid formula that also includes boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at Wilner Chemists. All Jaro formula products are available at a 20% discount at Wilner's. For more information, go to www.jaro.com.
We all know how valuable a good probiotic supplement can be. Those friendly bacteria help to normalize bowel function and digestion and enhance immune function. The problem is how to know which supplements are the real thing. Which brands can you trust to give you the right organisms in the right dose in a form that gets to the right place? Which brand can you trust to contain the labeled potency when you buy it, not just when it was made? Well, one brand that has earned my trust is Nature's Way. Nature's Way has a family of probiotic supplements under the Primodophilus label. They are enteric-coated to ensure passage through the stomach and guaranteed to contain label potency until expiration date. So for a probiotic supplement you can trust, turn to the Primadophilus brand from Nature's Way. True potency, true release, and true identity. All guaranteed by Nature's Way. Primadophilus probiotic supplements available from Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're answering your questions about nutritional supplements. Let's go right back to the telephones, and let's talk to Rosa from Queens. How can we help you today, Rosa?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I want to get your advice. But during approximately 10 years, I take bone complex for against osteoporosis. I am now 65 years old, and March, a doctor give me my regular family doctor make test for my kidney. He find that I have in two kidneys I have a stone. He says that because I take calcium supplement, I developed kidney stone. He say me that he didn't recommend me calcium supplement. He recommend me take dairy, dairy product. But I cannot eat dairy product because I'm lactose intolerant. I don't know what to do now. Do I need to continue calcium supplement, bone defense?
Okay, let me ask you one or two questions first, and then we'll try to answer your question.
Yes.
You didn't actually have a kidney stone attack. The doctor saw the kidney stones
no,
when he didn't?
No, the doctor gave me sonogram.
From a sonogram?
Yeah.
Okay, why did he do the sonogram?
Because he wanted to give me some medicine against for osteoporosis. He said that side effect is such medicine that he may produce kidney stone.
Wait a minute. So because of the osteoporosis, you think he did the sonogram?
No, he gave me sonogram because he said that he want to give me more strong medicine that I take bone defense. Supplement, mineral supplement. He sent me because I very very trouble, very sensitive to side effect. I asked.
Okay, let me ask you one more question. Have you ever had a kidney stone attack in the past?
No, never had. He said, "See, I didn't feel that I have a kidney."
Okay.
Pain.
All right. Let me. I'll let Dr. Podell correct me, but I don't think it's that uncommon if you do. If you look, you might find that many people actually have kidney stones, and they sit there for their entire lives and don't cause any problems. Without knowing what the composition of a kidney stone might be, I would think that it is not correct to say that taking calcium supplements may be a problem. Dr. Podell, am I?
Yeah. Well, first of all, about 80% of kidney stones have calcium in them, so that means 20% don't. Of those that do, what's interesting is that lowering your calcium intake in most cases doesn't seem to matter. Indeed, there are some instances where you actually want to raise the calcium intake because if there's something called a calcium oxalate stone, and when you have high oxalate in the stone, it's a binding effect with calcium, and if you have too little calcium in your gut, the oxalate gets absorbed.
Okay. So I'll tell you what. Can you hold on, Rosa? I think we have to take a break. Is that correct, Noah? Yes, okay. Hold on, Rosa, and we'll get back to your question in just a moment. It is time for another break. This portion of the Wilderness Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health products now on sale, 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, and now for the latest update on traffic, here's Bill Powers.
And if you're traveling across the Hudson River, still in good shape over at the Lincoln Tunnel as well as the GW Bridge. Holland Tunnel outbound side, still a 10-minute wait heading into town, about a 20-minute backup. Belt Parkway improving eastbound side, but still heavy. Flatbush Avenue to Rockaway Parkway, earlier police activity gone. Westbound side still on the brakes, Kennedy Airport heading in towards the Mill Basin Drawbridge. And the Gowanus BQE combo inbound side, some delays from the Belt Parkway merge up to the BQE split. The return trip, though, really not too bad. In New Jersey, we've got problems on Route 80 eastbound side over in Roxbury by Route 10. It's a crash, and it's an investigation. One lane blocked off, steer clear. No delays right now on the New Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway, for that matter. This report is sponsored by your local Mercedes-Benz dealers. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned event is back, and for a limited time, you visit searchmercedes.com. You can find your local Mercedes-Benz dealer and take advantage of special financing offers today.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191, 973-218-9191, or on the web at drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710, WOR.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back again. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, and you're listening to The Wilner Window. We were answering Rosa's question about kidney stones and calcium supplements, osteoporosis, and Dr. Podell was in the middle of explaining the fact that calcium is really not the bad guy in this regard that it used to be thought. Dr. Podell, why don't you finish up?
Sometimes you need to cut back on calcium. But before you make any decisions, there should be an evaluation of what's going in and what's going out. So, and this may be best done with a kidney specialist rather than with a general internist or general practitioner. You want to measure 24-hour urine for calcium. You want to measure how much uric acid is coming out in the urine. You want to measure how much oxalic acid is coming out in the urine. You want to know what the vitamin D level is. You want to know what the phosphorus level is. And you want to know what sort of magnesium levels you have. And with that, you can make a better judgment as to how much calcium you should have or how much shouldn't you have. Also, magnesium and vitamin B6 together, along with hydration, of course, you know, having lots of fluids. But magnesium B6 have specific benefit for several forms of kidney stone in terms of reducing your vulnerability.
Well, yes. I was going to get to the supplements in a second. Not only magnesium and B6, but magnesium as the citrate along with the B6 and even calcium. I take the calcium as a citrate. Might be preferable. But I have a question before we even get that far, just a general idea. If Rosa's – if the only – a situation is that he saw some stones in the kidney with a sonogram, and she has no symptoms and no history of a kidney stone problems, but she does have osteoporosis. Is it really appropriate to be even worrying about a calcium and kidney stones at that stage?
Well, it's appropriate to be worrying whether she has to worry specifically as opposed to someone else. That is what we have to figure out. In a sense, if she has kidney stones in there, and they may have been there for 20 years, but it does represent a certain vulnerability. It suggests that calcium and or uric acid and or oxalate was at one point in her history too high. It may or may not still be too high, and that's why you have to check and see what's coming out of the urine to tell. She may not be at further risk. On the other hand, she might be.
Okay, I guess it's a risk to benefit. I mean, you know, you got two problems. You got a possible kidney stone problem, and you have a definite osteoporosis problem. You know, you don't want to let the osteoporosis get out of hand merely because you're worried about the possibility of aggravating a possible kidney stone problem. That's my
concern. Just remember, you can measure the urine, calcium coming out in the urine. If that's very high, you have to be concerned.
But we don't even know what kind of stones they are.
Well, that's true.
That's
true.
Yeah, yeah.
But figure 80% are calcium. Yeah. And on the other hand, if not a lot is coming out, then you can give more.
And by the way, Rosa, okay, so if you do, you know, I think you should continue taking calcium, especially as a citrate. You don't want to go overboard, perhaps. You want to take calcium citrate with magnesium citrate and plenty of B6. The dairy, you know, you can, of course, if you're lactose intolerant, and I'm not quite sure why it would be better to get the calcium from dairy if he's really concerned. But anyway, because both protein and calcium could be, you know, just as much of a problem from dairy, I would think, as from supplements. But anyway, we'll let that slide for the moment. But, you know, if you're lactose intolerant and you need to increase your intake of dairy, you can get a lactase, which is the enzyme that is responsible for breaking down lactose, and that would allow you to at least to some degree eat a dairy product. Okay, lactase is available in any pharmacy or maybe even grocery stores that have little pharmacy sections in them. Okay, all right. I hope that was of some help, Rosa. Thank you for the call and good luck. Okay, let's see. We're doing okay time wise. Let's go to Joan in New York. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Joan. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you very much for wanting to listen to me. Yes.
Well, we don't know that for sure yet. You're on stage, but I got the hook ready just in case. Okay.
Okay. I'm wondering. My memory is very bad, and I wondered what I could do to improve it.
Okay, well, I had something in mind, but I've forgotten what it... No, okay.
Oh.
That's me.
Well, okay, I guess the first question we would want to ask, is there any underlying health condition related to your memory loss? I mean, you don't sound, you know, like you're elderly or anything.
No, I don't think I have any health conditions.
Has this just start recently, or...?
I would say yes.
Okay. Have you been to your doctor to get checked to make sure there's nothing wrong?
Yes, I did, and he just looked at me and laughed and said, "You know, I'm very busy today."
And said, "Don't forget to pay the bill on your way out." Is that
yes?
Okay.
Yes. I was a little offended, so that's why I'm calling you and saying, "Is there something for memory?" Because maybe it's a silly question, but it really isn't.
No. We're just trying to, you know, just trying to make sure.
There are things for memory, but whether your memory is really bad is one question, because lots of people have little slips. Two, is this a problem due to a medicine you're taking? Is it due to a physical illness? Well, no, you can't quite answer yet. Is it due to some physical illness? Is it due to say stress or depression? Is it due to not getting satisfactory quality sleep and therefore people get fogged? You know, that's a whole list of things to go through. Bottom line is things like ginkgo biloba are in fact helpful, but it isn't a reason not to do the whole evaluation to see what are the factors that are causing this. So ginkgo biloba would be my first choice.
From a supplement standpoint, ginkgo biloba is probably the number one choice. It's an herb, and it's been widely researched, shown to be helpful. It's been shown to be helpful in heading off early stages of Alzheimer's, for example. It increases the cerebral and peripheral circulation. So ginkgo biloba would be your first choice. Other things would include acetyl L-carnitine, phosphatidylserine, the B vitamins. We advertise the Country Life coenzymated B complex a little bit earlier. That would be something you could take. Many companies have blends of these various things that I just mentioned. Jarrow Formula has one, which my son uses, and my memory, I can't remember exactly what it's called. It'll come to me in a second, but it's a blend of phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, acetyl L-carnitine, probably some ginkgo, and there's other companies, you know, similar products like that. There are other herbs too, but I think, you know, you don't want to go too far into it right now. You could start off with the things that we mentioned, even caffeine has been shown to to help with memory. If you like dark chocolate, you can just eat a little bit more dark chocolate. All kinds of good. No, really, seriously, there's a lot of research now on the flavonoids and polyphenols in things like dark chocolate. So these are some of the things that you can try. Stop by one of our stores, and we'll be happy to show you some of the Neuro Optimizer. That's the Jarrah product, Neuro Optimizer. We'll be happy to show you that and some of the other companies' products that are similar to that, and you can decide which way you want to go, okay?
Well, should I then make an appointment to go down to the store?
No, we have... unfortunately, we have a lot of people who are available all the time. Don't go during the busiest times at the store for all you folks. If you want to have some stress-free quality time with one of our pharmacists or nutritionists, try to avoid the busiest time, which is around the lunch period. Don't go at the end of the day when we're getting ready to close up, obviously. You know, go mid-morning, mid-afternoon, and you're sure to be able to spend some quality time with one of our people, okay?
Well, would I be able, just now, would you be able to suggest something that I could call the store and say, would you ship this product to me?
Well, you could go, if you want to go with the combination product, go with the Neuro Optimizer from Jarrah Formulas.
I'd like to order it.
Well, okay, you would call our toll-free number. I'm looking it up on our website right now.
Is that 800-321?
Okay, NeuroOptim. Okay, you have a pencil?
Yes.
It's our code number, 34454.
34454.
Yeah, okay.
And this is to memory?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you call 1-800-633-1-
Wait a minute. 633-1106.
Tomorrow.
1106.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Now,
ask for code 34454?
Yep. That's, if you want to do it the easy way, that's all you've got to do.
Okay.
And, by the way, do you take a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multi-mineral product as
no,
well?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then that you really should be doing that along with this. That, as a matter of fact, if you said to me, Don, I'm very impressed with everything you've said, but I refuse to take more than one product, I would say before you took the Neuro Optimizer, I would say you should take something like either Wilvite or my favorite multi, something like that, okay, because that is the most important thing. I would suggest you order two things. You order the Neuro Optimizer that I just gave you, and
that's code 34454.
Yes.
Okay.
And wait a second. Let me look up.
And the
up,
other one.
Let me
I'm
look
going
up,
to do this.
Let me look up Wilvite here. I just don't forget where you wrote this down. Okay. Okay. Wilvite 30439.
30439.
Okay, those two products, and you're set for the whole day.
Okay, and that's all I have to do is just give these code numbers.
Well, then they're going to ask you for your name and your address
well,
and your credit card number and,
sure.
You know, and things of that sort, and then they'll send it out to you.
Very good.
Okay, we aim to please.
Well,
okay.
You do, and I love your show.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
okay?
you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, I guess I just earned my keep for the week here by selling a couple bottles of vitamins. That's good. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. Once again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition Neutro Nano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemists and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back to this segment of the Wilner Window. I am Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, and we are going to get right back to the telephones. Deborah from Brooklyn, how can we help you?
I would like to know, what is the optimal dosage of beta-carotene? Because I recently went for an eye checkup, and they found that I have a problem with the optic nerve or possible glaucoma in the left eye. So he told me to take something called PreserVision, and he said that's the only thing that... where they did research, but I think it has too much beta-carotene and too much zinc. So I'd like your opinion on that.
Okay, let me explain first to the listeners what beta-carotene is. It's a carotenoid, which is really, it's a naturally occurring precursor to vitamin A. The body converts some of the beta carotene in your diet into vitamin A as it needs it. Beta carotene, contrary to what you seem to think, is virtually non-toxic. You could take tons of it and it would not cause a problem to your health, except that if you take enough, it'll make your skin start to turn orange, which is a totally harmless thing, and as soon as you back off on the dosage, the orange goes away, and you're no worse for wear because of it. Now, so you can take as much as you want to of beta-carotene. Rarely do we recommend more than about 25,000 units a day, because there's usually no reason to recommend more than that. The the only a recommendation that we would make is that you avoid the synthetic beta-carotene and go with a natural beta-carotene, which is sort of a mixed carotenoid a complex instead. So whatever product that you look at the ingredient statement and look to see that it contains natural beta-carotene, not the synthetic beta-carotene. But in terms of the dosage, you don't need to worry about it. Zinc, I don't know if you were really asking about the dose of zinc, but if you're at risk to a glaucoma, macular degeneration, cataracts, things of that sort, you might be going, if I recall, up to maybe around 25 milligrams a day, something like that. Dr. Padel, does that sound about right?
And that's
probably not a problem. You should be taking, of course, a broad spectrum multivitamin, multimineral that'll have some zinc in it, and more importantly, in this discussion, also some copper, because you don't want to be taking high amounts of zinc without taking the appropriate ratio of copper, because one can cause a deficiency in the other if the balance gets too far out of whack, okay? So as long as you're getting a little bit of copper from someplace along with that zinc, you should be okay there as well. All right?
Can you tell me what is the optimal amount for the lutein?
For lithium?
Lutein.
Oh, lutein? I don't remember offhand, five milligrams, something. I don't know. Whatever is in the product, that's the products that you mentioned is a product that was designed for that purpose, I'm sure, okay? And therefore, it contains a lutein in the appropriate quantities. You're worrying, these are not, all of the nutrients that you're mentioning are not things that are potentially dangerous. So I suggest that you are worrying about something that you don't need to worry about. You can find something else to be concerned about, okay?
Can I ask something in regard to the previous call, Rosa, who was talking about kidney stones? I have the same exact situation where I don't have any attacks, but I've been taking the Yajero Bone Up, which has the MCHC calcium.
Right.
Is that okay to take?
Well,
for severe osteoporosis.
You know, osteoporosis is a very serious problem. You don't want to not do everything you can to treat osteoporosis. Calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D are critical to the treatment of osteoporosis. If you have a good reason to think that you might have a problem in the proper metabolism of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, then you need to go see an endocrinologist or a physician who can do all kinds of testing and see if there is a problem. Other than that, I would not be concerned. Okay, worrying about a make-believe, I'm sorry, not make-believe, what's the proper term? Worrying about the possibility of a possible, a maybe kidney stone problem and letting that paralyze you from taking the appropriate levels of a calcium, magnesium, vitamin D supplement, I think is misplaced concern. But look, I'm not your doctor. You can, maybe you should talk to your doctor about it if you're really concerned, okay?
Would you say the MCHC is the best calcium?
No.
No?
No. But it's probably as good as anything. Especially when you're taking it in a blend of nutrients like is in the bone up, you see, because there because you're getting other sources of calcium and other minerals, whatever downside there might be to MCHC is sort of negated. So when it's in a blend like that, I think it's as good as anything.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's the product I give my wife, by the way. So
yes.
So
yes.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I hope everything works out well for you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see here. We don't have too much time left. Dr. Padel, any you have like a half a minute comment on that last caller?
I guess...
I'll make it 20 seconds.
No. Okay. In that case, no.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say. You know, very often you have to make some choices. You can't let your concern about one thing put you at greater risk to something else, okay? So just, you know, put everything in proper balance. All right. As you can tell by the music, we have to pause now for this brief message.
Not feeling too good, a diet with too much junk food, the change in temperatures, and back-to-school stress can all affect your immune health. Bolster your immune system with a patented vitamin C supplement that is easy to absorb. Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Non-acidic Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. Now that's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin C brand in the world. When it comes to the health of your immune system, turn to one of the most widely recognized and recommended vitamin C supplements for boosting immune health, Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, well, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you, and we hope you've enjoyed it as well, and maybe you've learned something in the process. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or our downtown store at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR, New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists.